In Surrey County League Division 2 at Hawley Row, Hawley first 11 came up short at 171 for 9 in reply to Sheen Park's 191 for 7. A very slow start to the Hawley innings meant that Matthew Gainsford's 54 at number 6 was never enough, and Hawley lost by 20 runs. Hawley 2s were 142 all out, with only Josh Mason's 55 to show the way, and Sheen Park 2s romped to a 9 wickets win inside 25 overs. Among the Colts, Hawley under-11s beat Chipstead, Coolsdon and Wall Countyans, and the under-13s are through to the quarter-finals of the League Cup after snatching victory in a tense match at Oxted. Merstham's first 11 completed their 50 overs with the bat this week, but went down to Old Emmanuel at Quality Street. The Magics managed 166 for 7, Laurie Nicholson making 29 and Razi Khan 44 not out, but OE's won by 5 wickets in the 38th over. Merstham's seconds suffered defeat in a tight game at Stoke Dabernon, who scored 264 for 9, with the wickets shared round the Merstham bowlers: Jason Druitt 39, Richard Feast 41, Will Preston 34, and Imran Aslam, 36, got Merstham to within 4 runs of victory with 1 over left, but that was the point when the final wicket fell. Merstham's third team snatched a last-gasp victory. They dismissed St John Grammarians for 1-5-3, and it was Struan Clark, 29, and Azim Ashraf, with 67, who set up Tony Rickards and Saeed Barry to secure a 1-wicket win. And Merstham fours couldn't chase the target set by Dorking at West Humble, where the hosts made 1-9-5-3. Ian Lemont top scored for Merstham with 30 as the visitors mustered 145 in reply. In the Kent Village Cricket League Division 2, Outwood made 247 for 6 in 40 overs against Item, with solid contributions from all, including the Colts who played. It was Matt Norman with the ball, who was in fine and victorious form. He took 6 for 41 in 9 overs as Item were bowled out for 212. If you'd like your cricket results and reports included in this slot, do please contact me by email, david.j@susieradio.com. And I'm pleased to tell you that the Susie Radio Cricket Chat Show returns next Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., with Tim Bowling and me, and a guest appearance from Chris Jacobs.